Hi, I'm Dr. Walter Matwey-Chuck, and I'd like to welcome you to the Rational Emotive Behavioral Podcast. In each episode, I try to talk to you a little bit about some of the powerful ideas of rational emotive behavior therapy. I'm a psychologist at the University of Pennsylvania, practicing psychologist. I am a professor of applied psychology at New York University, and I also have a private practice here in Manhattan. And I've been trained by Albert Ellis, the pioneering psychologist who changed the way psychotherapy is practiced by directing people's attention to the role that our attitudes and beliefs play in determining our emotional reactions, with the idea that by changing our attitudes and beliefs, we can better face some of the external circumstances, problems, and adversities that we encounter. So I teach people the power of flexible and non-extreme thinking. I use the ABC framework of REBT to help you understand your emotional and behavioral reactions and to modify them when needed. Now, there's little doubt, people should understand this, that unfortunate events and obstacles referred to in REBT as adversities factor in and flavor emotional and behavioral experiences and responses, known in REBT as consequences. However, the theory of REBT maintains that your attitudes about adversity lie at the base of your reactions and matter slightly more in determining your response, whether that response is adaptive and functional or maladaptive and dysfunctional. We put forth that adversity, which we will assign the letter A to, interacts with your basic attitudes, which we will assign the letter B to, and thereby you experience emotional and behavioral consequences, which we will ascribe the letter C to. So this is the famous ABC framework of REBT, and it's just a way of unpacking your emotional experience so that when you need to modify your emotional experience, you have a framework for breaking it apart. A fundamental premise of REBT is that our nature is such that as humans, we're capable of thinking about adversity both in a self-helping way and in a self-defeating way. Unfortunately, humans are generally more likely to take rigid and extreme attitudes towards hardship when the matter is important. So we're predisposed to both scientific thinking and rigid thinking, but the human experience is such that when something is very important, it's very easy for people to go from a scientific position of thinking about the problem to an emotional or a rigid position. Now, REBT defines healthy thinking as flexible and non-extreme, consistent with observable data, logical, and flexible and non-extreme thinking yields good results. Unhealthy thinking, REBT defines as being rigid and extreme, inconsistent with the available data, illogical, and it produces poor results. So the power of flexible and non-extreme thinking lies in its association with functional adaptive behavior. Now, English speakers prefer to English speakers use certain words and what to express their rigid attitudes. And REBT does not attack the word. Its focus is on the rigidity that's conveyed by the word. So, for example, English speakers will use the words absolutely should. And a lot of times they'll leave out absolutely and they'll just say the world should be fair. Or they might say, I need to do perfectly well. They might hold the attitude that other people have to approve of them, must approve of them. And these words convey a rigid, absolutist stance towards adversity. So it's not the words that we're targeting in REBT, it's the underlying rigidity. Now, the opposite of rigidity is flexibility, or having what we might also call a preferential stance. In English, the words that convey a more flexible stance are words like prefer, wish, desire, like. So I might say, I would prefer to do well, but I don't have to. Or I might say, I wish that you would love me, but you do not have to. Or I might say, I really would like the world to be a fair and just place, but alas, I see the data shows it isn't that way all the time, and therefore it's obvious it doesn't have to be. So what we're doing in REBT is targeting rigidity and hoping that people will adopt a stance of flexibility towards themselves, others, and life, and thereby have healthy negative emotions in response to adversity. Now, REBT teaches people to question their rigid and extreme attitudes and to think adaptively and scientifically, which is hard for some people to do. Bear in mind that flexible and adaptive thinking does not mean flimsy thinking. So a person can have a strong desire for the love and approval of someone. They may have a strong preference for courtesy from others. They may strongly want to achieve success in a particular endeavor. But this is not the same as holding a rigid, dogmatic, demanding stance towards their goals. Healthy disappointment, displeasure, and sorrow will be more intense, according to REBT theory, when a person has a strong desire that goes unmet. Still, these emotions and the accompanying behaviors will not be self-defeating as long as the person maintains a flexible and non-extreme stance towards whatever it is that they're facing. The emotional power in flexible thinking lies in our ability to create healthy emotional and behavioral reactions so that we can address our problems in an effective way. REBT argues that when we have a flexible stance towards adversity, we're likely to have what are called non-extreme evaluations. So for example, when you have a flexible stance as you go through life and encounter adversity, you're more likely, according to the REBT theory, to think in a non-extreme way that will lead to relatively moderate emotional experiences. Now, they still can be strong, but even when you firmly hold on to your desires, as long as you have a flexible stance towards your desire, there's a good chance that you will have a non-extreme evaluation towards the bad, unfortunate, and inconvenient aspects of your life. So, for example, a non-extreme evaluation that would flow from a flexible attitude would be something along these lines. I really want the love and approval of a certain person. And when I don't have it, I'm deprived. That's bad, but not awful. And so you see that pivot there. Bad, not awful, is a non-extreme stance towards the deprivation. Similarly, a person may say, I really want to do well, and therefore, when I fail, I have failed, but that doesn't make me a failure. So again, the evaluation is not extreme. It's talking about the act that has failed rather than going beyond that and saying in an extreme sort of way that I am the person who did the act a failure. Same way with another example would be where a person says, the world, I wish the world were a fair place, and but it doesn't have to be that way. It's not that way when you look at it. It's not always a fair place. And when there's injustice, that's hard to bear. It's not unbearable, and it's worth bearing only until we can change the world such that justice prevails. So what REBT is trying to do is help people think in both flexible and non-extreme ways, which will lead to appropriate, healthy feelings of sadness and disappointment, which will help them learn and function better. So for example, when we're disappointed with our performance and have a flexible attitude, like I wish I had done better, the disappointment will help us learn from the experience. However, if we said, I absolutely should have done better, and then jump to an extreme evaluation, like it's awful that I didn't do so well, there's a good chance that we won't learn as much from the experience, or may avoid trying again and trying to do better. So when we hold a rigid attitude towards life's adversities, towards the maltreatment of others, and even our own endeavors, we're likely to think in extreme ways. And when we strongly value something that's at stake, the probability of thinking in rigid and extreme ways goes up. You will quickly evaluate a negative outcome as awful, terrible, intolerable, or the end of the world when you are facing something that's important, and two, when you think in a rigid way about it, because you jump from, I would like to do well in this endeavor, it's important to do well, to I have to do well. And when it's important, you're more likely to make that jump. And when you don't do well, you're more likely to jump to the extreme position of saying it's awful, terrible, intolerable. Unhealthy emotions follow from these rigid and extreme attitudes about our failures, about the mistreatment of others, about adversity. And these unhealthy emotions include feelings of depression, when we face undeserved burdens or failures, shame, when we fall short of important goals in public settings, guilt, when we violate our ethical standards, anger when other people mistreat us, or hurt when we're betrayed, jealousy when important relationships are threatened, envy when other people have things that we prize, anxiety when our sense of security or comfort is threatened or our ego is threatened. And when we have rigid attitudes, these unhealthy feelings are more likely to occur than when we have flexible thinking. Of course, the behavior that goes with rigid thinking is more likely to be self-defeating, and that is why we're teaching you the ABC framework in REBT, so that you could begin to learn to unpack emotional experience when you see yourself as acting in a self-defeating way, and then you can work on transforming your unhealthy thinking into healthier thinking, and thereby transform your self-defeating emotions and behaviors into healthy emotions and behaviors. Now, I like to describe REBT as a discipline of sorts. We aim to discipline our minds to retain flexible thinking even when important matters are at stake, and thereby have healthy emotions. So this discipline of the mind to stay with flexible and non-extreme thinking requires effort and practice. And I would encourage you not to despair if at first you jump from I want to do well to I have to. We want you to hold on to the attitude that I want to do well, but I see that the data suggests I don't absolutely have to. The world doesn't stop spinning. And so it takes a certain amount of effort to discipline your mind and retain flexibility when important matters are at stake. I should mention to you that some people will fear that if they maintain a flexible stance towards important matters, that they'll lose motivation to change what they can change. What REBT would argue is that's not true, that with flexible attitudes, that doesn't mean flimsy, you still retain a strong preference, and thereby you will feel disappointed or displeased when you don't get what you want, and thereby you will feel motivated to try again to get what you want or to change circumstances. So flexible attitudes still produce strong feelings, but they're strong, healthy feelings that enable us to persist with our goals, learn from our experience. Whereas the unhealthy attitudes, the rigid attitudes, the extreme attitudes lead to sometimes very strong, unhealthy negative emotions. And these then sometimes will undermine our ability to change what we can change. When I was in training with Albert Ellis, he often would use the expression, keep your wishes, keep your wants, but give up your rigid shoulds, musts, oughts, and have-tos. Keep your wishes, keep your wants, but give up your rigid shoulds, musts, and have-tos. Sometimes he would say, he would use a French expression, cherchez le shoulds, cherchez the musts, which translates to look for the shoulds, look for the musts. And what we're doing is saying, look for those shoulds, look for those musts, and then challenge them. See that they lead to self-defeating behavior. Ask yourself, where's the evidence that I have to have what I want? The answer to that is always, I don't have to have what I want. I merely want what I want and will feel deprived and sad when I don't get what I want. I'll see myself as being deprived, and then I will feel sad or feel disappointed or feel displeased. And we want you to feel disappointed, feel displeased, because that's where the power of flexible and non-extreme thinking comes in. It will motivate you to go for what you want, try hard to get what you want. And if you keep on trying in life, you often do end up getting to some extent what you want in life. Now, I would encourage you to write to me at rebtdoctor@gmail.com and request my Saturday Zoom conversation link. Every Saturday, I hold at 9 a.m. here in New York City an open forum, a demonstration in virtual reality, if you will, where I take a volunteer from somewhere in the world and have a 40-minute discussion with them and teach them how to adopt flexible and non-extreme attitudes. This is a great way to see how REBT applies to different problems and learn how you could adopt flexible and non-extreme attitudes about the personal problems you have. It's free to attend, but you need the link. And so write to me at REBTDoctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, at gmail.com, or go to my website, REBTDoctor.com, and you can put your email in the yellow box you'll find on the homepage, and you will get two things. You'll get the link for Saturdays, and you'll also get my weekly intermittent reinforcement newsletter, whereby I talk about some aspect of REBT and show you how to practice it. So the email reminds you to practice your REBT and helps you understand it. Now, this Zoom conversation has been going on now for over 182 weeks. And I think last week we had about 162 people from around the world. It's really a good way to learn REBT, and I would suggest you attend. It's at 9 a.m. in Eastern, that's 2 p.m. in the UK, 4 p.m. in Bucharest, Romania. In Karachi, Pakistan, that's 7 o'clock. In Delhi, India, it's 7:30, and in Tokyo, Japan, it's 11 p.m. We have a worldwide audience, and this just goes to show that REBT helps people think flexibly regardless of the different cultural values they may hold. And REBT teaches you to pursue whatever it is you value in your culture. You learn a lot from your culture. And you only get into emotional trouble when you tell yourself or hold the attitude, I have to succeed at pursuing the goals that I've adopted from my culture. So I thank you for your attention during today's podcast, and I hope that you will visit again for other episodes. And I also hope that you'll join us on Saturday. I hope that you refer a friend to both my website, which has plenty of audio and video resources that are completely free. My goal is to disseminate these ideas widely. So I do that through my website, through this podcast, through my emails, and also through my weekly demonstrations on Zoom. So I hope to see you on Saturday. Until then, my wish is that you will remain flexible and non-extreme. Just as I wish to maintain a flexible and non-extreme stance towards adversity, may you maintain a flexible and non-extreme stance towards adversity and thereby effectively pursue what you want.